3-game lead, 30-27. After the third quarter, Harbor Beach led by 1 point, 39-38. And final score, Harbor Beach 54, Sandusky 51. Leading scorer for Harbor Beach was Josh Schalke with 29 points, who also hit 6 free throws in that fourth quarter out of 6 attempts to secure the victory for Harbor Beach. Dalton Ogie had 12 points, 11 rebounds, 7 blocks. Cody Seaman with 8 points, Austin Seltz with 3 points, and Devin Lemansky with 2. For Sandusky, they're led by Danny Hale with 22. Brandon Potter had 14. Josh the Cam with 7. Jacob Lasecki and Justin Miller with each with 3. And Joe Stone with 2. As far as free throws go, Harbor Beach was 11 for 19 from the free throw line for 57%. Sandusky was a perfect 4 for 4 for 100%. John Moody.
Hats off to a few players on both sides. First of all, Josh Schalke for just keeping Harbor Beach in it. This is a tough place to play. As well as Dalton Ogie coming back to a place that he was very familiar with, scoring 12 on his old teammates. I'm going to tell you what, he really, really wanted this one. You could tell he looked really good tonight. And also Cody Seaman, I want to throw a little something there too, because it really looks like his stroke is back, came back from an injury. For Sandusky, can't say enough of kudos for a couple kids. First of all, Brandon Potter. I always think of him being the guts and glue of the Redskins. But Danny Hale, he never disappoints me. This young man had 22 points tonight. And the best part about it, okay, even though, Clark, this is the last time we're going to be seeing Sandusky.
Uh-huh.
But these are kids that are going to be back again next year. You have at least 4 starters, Josh Cam, Brandon Potter, Joe Stone, and Danny Hale. They're all juniors. They're going to be back again next year. And Justin Miller, a 3-point specialist, he's going to be back again. This is my GTC East favorite for next year already.
Well, it's a young team indeed, and they show that they can score in bunches when they need to. Harbor Beach thought they had this game won probably about 3 separate times when it was a 2-possession game. All of a sudden, especially Jacob Lasecki, banking that 3-point in from about 28 feet.
What an improbable shot, because I had it lined up, and I said, this isn't going anywhere. Then all of a sudden, it goes right in.
That's when they could only fall in one spot, and that's where it was. But, big game for Harbor Beach. Only their second victory since 2011 in this gymnasium. Their fourth division title out of 6 years. This one outright. This one undefeated in the East.
Going 10-0 in the East, or in anywhere for that matter, is just next to impossible. There's somebody that's always going to trip you up. There's always some pitfalls down the road, some landmines. But for Harbor Beach to go ahead and go through the East schedule unscathed, that is really quite a feat, and hats off to them. Congratulations to the GTC East champion, Harbor Beach Pirates.
Well, now on to districts. Here we go. We got the baseline on Sunday at 7 p.m. Be sure to tune in on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. And then, of course, doubleheader on Monday. Let's see. Let's pull out that schedule here. If I can find it. No, I don't have it there. USA and Ubley is the first game on Monday at 6 p.m. Coverage will begin at 5:30 p.m. on WLEW Sports and Sports Radio 102.1. And then the second game that night, Harbor Beach and Lakers. Cassidy will take on the winner on Wednesday of USA and Ubley, and Bad Axe will take on the winner of Lakers and Harbor Beach.
Be careful of Ubley.
Yeah, no kidding. They nearly upset Bad Axe tonight. It took a free throw with a half a second left from Andrew Sutton to pull out the victory for the Hatchets. So,
on any given night, anything can happen, and so Coach Rubel is very smart indeed to go ahead and understand that his first opponent is Lakers. That's all they're thinking about right now. They're not looking past anybody, and Lakers is just as dangerous as anyone else.
Well, tonight's presentation of WLW Sports was presented by DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Seawing, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, number gives you gas like Kohler's, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948 in Graf Sandusky on M46. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor, and this game broadcast is a copyright presentation of the Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. No reproduction or distribution without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated can happen without express written consent. It is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney tonight on your call. We'd like to thank the entire broadcast team of WLW Sports, pushing the buttons back in the studio. That is the greatest lake of all, Jay Lake. And, of course, join us for The Baseline on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLEWSports.com to find out all the latest happenings and hype up your district games next week. Doubleheader on Monday on Sports Radio 102.1, as well as a doubleheader on Wednesday, our mid-district special of The Baseline on Thursday at 7 p.m., followed by the championship on Saturday at 4 p.m., and then The Baseline next Sunday at 7 p.m. Big week for WLW Sports and Sports Radio 102.1. We will see you in just a short while.